after 3 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL with me, Andy Bullbarch, and my tag team partner, Matt Douglas. Well, we mentioned we were going to hit on a number of different topics today as we take you right up to 6:37 for the Indians Radio Network pregame coverage. The Tribe taking on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. First pitch coming your way just after 7 o'clock. Hey, coming up this Saturday, May 13th, an informational fair for folks dealing with blindness and low vision by the National Federation of the Blind. And here to talk to us about that informational fair is Phil Copeland. Phil, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
Doing well today.
All right, well, let's talk about this fair coming up this Saturday. Sure. What can you tell us about this informational fair? Those who attend, what will they learn?
Okay, we're going to have someone there to show people how to use their smartphones and with blindness, and we're going to have people showing how to use Braille. Universal low vision companies coming up with some stuff from Columbus, some adaptive equipment, and generally, we'll be around. The members will be around to talk to anyone that comes in. We're encouraging people to join our group, but we're welcoming anyone that would like to come.
Phil, talking about you teaching people without vision how to use the smartphone, how did they go about teaching that?
Well, this gentleman that's going to do it is an IT man, retired. He's blind, and he's learned that you can use a QWERTY keyboard for you to use it in your home. So there's some connection you have to have, and then it goes into the smartphone or the iTouch, and there is a voiceover on the iPhone already. Mm-hmm. You just have to hit a certain key to get that voice on. So Tim's going to show people how to do that, and then you also can learn how to use it using the regular buttons. So it's a learning curve.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure sounds that way. Again, we're talking with Phil Copeland with the National Federation of the Blind, Lorain County Chapter. They've got an informational fair coming up this Saturday, May 13th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at First United Methodist Church of Elyria. That's at 312 3rd Street in Elyria. So check it out this weekend. Well, Phil, I think it's interesting, too, because you touched on teaching folks how to use the smartphones and things like that, but also, you know, there's some rehabilitation services showing folks how to access books, newspapers. How does all that go down? And I think that's a pretty interesting service because it's something I think, you know, when you go to these these informational fairs, it's really beneficial not only to those who are dealing with blindness or low vision, but I'm sure for a lot of folks who are looked at as caretakers as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's true. But the books, there's several sources. The main source is the Library of Congress Talking Book Library. And that service is available free from the Cleveland Public Library in this area. And that's all mailed to you free. It goes back free. Machines are free. And also, you can download books from the Library of Congress onto some devices that are out there. So there's a lot of resources available.
Phil, the main point of the information session coming up this weekend, is that mostly for those who are visually impaired, or Elias Bull just sort of pointed out, does it really kind of allude to both, visually impaired and those who are helping them around?
No, that latter group is certainly welcome. We certainly welcome people to do that, and I know one party that's going to be doing that. So, yeah, that's excellent.
What are some of the things they may pick up while they're there?
Well, they may pick up on how to approach a blind person, how to talk with them, and that sort of thing.
No, and it certainly seems like there's a lot to be learned at this fair. How often do you guys have informational fairs like this throughout the course of the year?
Well, this is the only one we're having this year. We've not had one for quite a while. We have monthly. Our NFB of Lorain County chapter meets monthly, but the informational fair is a special event. And I want to mention, too, that it's the entry off of alley behind the Methodist Church that people want to go to, not at the front of the church.
Okay, so you want folks to use the Holly
Lane
entrance?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right, so again, that's 1 to 4 this Saturday, May 13th, at First United Methodist Church of Elyria, 312 3rd Street in Elyria, and use the Holly Lane entrance.
Right.
All right, that sounds fantastic. Well, Phil, for folks who are out there listening right now thinking about going to the event, who should they contact specifically, and how should they go about contacting that person?
Well, there's no need to make reservations, but if they have questions, they can call our chapter president, Sherry Ruth, at 324-4218, or me at 365-7970 if they have any questions. But they're just welcome to come out. It's sort of informal that way.
No, and I think that's what makes this interesting, too. I mean, it's something that's intriguing for those who maybe know someone with blindness or low vision.
Right.
I mean, there's just something informational for everybody when you come to a fair like this, because as we detailed earlier, I mean, you guys are going to cover a number of different areas at this event.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're going to try to give people information not only on the smartphones, but also on Braille and talking books and other issues. So that's...
Phil, you guys have done this fair before. What are some of the things that you've taken from it? What are the things you really think are big hits at this?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, this is our first event like this. This is a new thing for us. But I think that people will learn a lot about blindness, about dealing with the problem, and knowing a little bit about Braille, knowing us, and sure. A lot of us on the chapter have been successful in life, and fortunately, and you know, we can encourage people that way too, that blindness is not the end of the line.
Well, Phil, we appreciate you giving us some of your time to tell us about the informational fair coming up this weekend. Again, it's this Saturday, May 13th, 1 to 4, First United Methodist Church of Elyria. You can contact Phil at 365-7970 or Sherry Ruth at 324-4218. Phil, thank you very much, and best of luck with the fair this weekend.
My pleasure, and thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. All right, again, that's Phil Copeland with the National Federation of the Blind Lorain County Chapter. Head out to that informational fair. If you or someone you know is dealing with blindness or low vision, there is certainly a lot to be learned at that fair.